Welcome to Yap, episode 34D, Vista Impressions and Helpful Tips. Oh, what were you going to say?
I said, did your Vista just crash again?
That sound went so quick, I didn't even have time to do anything.
That's right.
Anyways, I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And I am the
head goober.
The HG.
What's your name?
Head Goober.
Head Goober? Steve Douglas.
No, I'm just going to go as Head Goober. I'm changing
A-H-G.
Legally. HG.
I'm changing it legally to HG.
Head Goober.
Yo, hey, HG, how's it going, man?
Hey, HG Douglas. You know, that actually almost sounds kind of like HG Wells. That kind of flows off tongue.
A good name for an author. H.G. Douglas.
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Close that door. Don't let him out again.
Okay, well, we're going to talk here about Microsoft Vista.
Yeah, the sucker has come out finally after being delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed.
Rewritten completely.
And delayed again.
The wow is now.
Yeah.
Or if you're a Mac user, we firmly believe the wow started 5 years ago. So, no.
The imitation of the wow is now.
Yes, there we go.
Well, one thing I have to say about Vista is if you're a business owner and you're going to Vista, plan on buying all new software.
Yeah, the sheer amount of stuff that does not work with Vista is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
That's going to slow down a lot of people from going to Vista.
You use QuickBooks, you have to buy the new version. Use Office. I don't know if Office, if you have to buy the new version.
You can use 2003, and I think XP still works.
Okay.
Actually, I know XP still works. I had a loader for a client. So.
Okay.
What about Adobe stuff?
CS2 works, CS1 there's issues.
That's nice.
Yeah. So just plan on getting everything.
I know that the
I think CS2 has issues also. I think that the Adobe's pretty much said they're not going to patch and you have to buy CS3 to fix it all.
I've learned that the UPS software, not the power, you know, unripped power supply, but you know, the shipping company UPS, their software does not support Vista.
Yeah, there's lots of software out there that does not support Vista.
I also know lots of medical software does not support Vista.
There's a lot of vertical market software, stuff that's specific to a certain market that's just not working with Vista yet. There's lots of driver issues with Vista. Now, one thing to take into account, you think you can just go out to Best Buy, buy a Vista machine, and load XP on it.
We found out, especially with HPs, you might not be able to do that. They do not make drivers for a lot of these computers that come out with just Vista on them.
The one thing I will tell you is if you're looking at buying a computer and you want to go out to Best Buy and buy it, that's great, fine, no problem. Just get the model number of the computer, go up to the company's website. You can do it right there at Best Buy, or a lot of these places will have internet access so you can do it, and check and see if they have drivers for the sound card, the motherboard, stuff like that. It'll help a lot.
Try before you buy, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's that nice little 14-day return policy with your most of those places.
You
but
know, I can honestly say that three people I know who've bought Vista computers have taken them back. You know, Vista installed, have taken them back because they were so disappointed in them.
Now, I do have to say this. I met someone today who bought a Vista box and absolutely loves it.
I've got a friend who has Vista that he upgraded from XP, and he likes it a lot. Of course, he upgraded from XP Pro, and he got Home Professional, or Home Premium.
Yeah.
It has the media center functionalities in there. Professional did not. He's got TV cards and stuff in his box. He loves it a lot better. Of course, he doesn't burn them to DVD or anything like that because of the DRM.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you're going to think about running Vista, you don't want to just go out and buy an upgrade, especially if your machine wasn't made within the last year and doesn't have dual core processors and a really good video card.
Lots of RAM.
Lots and lots of RAM. 1 gig minimum, folks, and I do mean that. truthfully. 1 gig minimum. 2 gig to run really well.
Yeah.
Well, what I heard the other day on one of my other podcasts I listened to is they're saying that Vista really works well with 4 gigs of RAM.
Yeah. That's bad. It works pretty well with 2 gigs. I've found, I haven't ran it with a machine with 4 gigs yet, but 2 gigs seem to work pretty well. 1 gig, I could notice some slowdown. I can't even imagine running it with 512.
Yeah.
That's just,
and that's usually what most machines are coming with. I mean, that's,
or they used to. I mean, if you get a new machine anymore, it's 1 gig minimum usually for the most part.
Once you talk, for, I'm searching for something right quick.
One thing that Michael and I found that's pretty interesting, that was kind of a pain for him, he can speak about this at some length, is the file sharing system on Vista.
Yo.
The network settings are so convoluted. Yeah, it's all in one place, but it's not laid out really functionality really well. There's a password protection. Even if you allow guest, there's an option there that you have to disable password protection. One thing that I've also found is there's a lot of programs that try to start on startup automatically. One of them that I use is called DynDNS. It's a dynamic DNS updater, which basically means it takes your internet IP address, gives you a name that never changes, so people, if they need to directly access your machine, you have a name that you can always address. So yeah, if your IP address changes, you don't have a problem. This program starts by default on startup as you log in. Because it's not signed specially for Microsoft, it will not start up, and there's no way to tell it to allow it to start up. The only way to do that is to turn off the user authentication control, which Mac has issued a salutation. Is what Michael's about to play. Perfect time. Salutation.
Cancel or allow?
Allow.
Okay, what gives?
Mac is asking a question. Cancel or allow?
Allow. He's part of Vista, my new operating system.
PCs have a lot of security problems, so he asked me to authorize pretty much anything I do.
You're pointing out Vista's flaws. Cancel or allow?
Allow. I could turn him off, but then he wouldn't give me any warnings at all, and that would defeat the purpose. So.
You are coming to a sad realization. Cancel or allow?
Allow.
And the great thing is, I've talked to a lot of IT people, even some guys that are diehard Windows users at one of the companies that I work for, and they're like, oh, you know, we are not Mac fans, but that commercial's dead on.
I know.
Dead on. And the user authentication control is what Microsoft says is so, adds so much security to Vista. Hello, it gets to the
Mac,
point where it,
oh, issued a salutation. Cancel,
it's the same
allow.
One.
No.
Allow.
Is it?
Yes.
You're, yep, returning Mac salutation.
That's it.
You're right.
Or allow.
A deja vu all over again.
Mac is, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well,
thought anyhow, I was getting something
we'll allow
different.
You that one.
Sorry. The user authentication control just blocks you out of so much stuff, and you can sit there and you can allow it. One thing, for example, iTunes. In the middle of installing iTunes, the user authentication control comes up, at least the last time I installed it, at least 3 times during the installer, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous to come up 3 times during the installer.
I installed an older version of AVG on by accident, not knowing.
Yeah.
Onto
Vista.
Vista. And Explorer crashed.
Nice.
Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Took me forever to get where I can uninstall it.
Yeah. There are definitely some issues. There's some major compatibility issues still out there. Be careful.
I haven't really played with the photo stuff on it yet.
Yeah, I played with it a little bit. It's okay. It's got a new movie maker, which still pales in comparison to iMovie. Don't even think it's even close. It has a DVD. It has a software now, so you can make DVDs of your movies. It's pretty cruddy. But, I mean, if you got nothing else, it works okay. Now, the user interface is super, 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 super eye candy. I think that's where...
It does look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It does look pretty, but there's a point where you're just like, how much is this beautiful user interface slowing down my machine?
Yeah, yeah. There's always a trade-out.
And is it worth the differences? And to give you an idea of how Microsoft codes versus a lot of other places, to do a Vista system pretty well that has this beautiful eye candy, you have to sit there and have a dual-core processor, you have to have at least a gig of RAM, you have to have a video card that has a minimum 64 megs of RAM, usually bear for 128. The guys that are part of the Linux community have done a really, really beautiful 3D desktop interface. I can't remember what the name of it is. Michael?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here surfing.
He fell asleep.
Okay, it's... I remember now. It's XGL.
Oh, I'm a PC. Oh, I'm sorry. I am hunting frantically.
There's no other Vista commercial from Apple. That's it. That's the only one.
I know, but I'm looking for... I just found it. You were talking about the new movie maker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. You know, I actually just finished a home movie.
That's so funny. I just finished my own home movie. I did it on iMovie. It was really easy.
Well, I doubt it's as excellent as mine, but I'd be happy to take a look.
Yeah, that would be great.
Roll it.
Hi, I'm a Mac home movie.
It looks really professional, right?
Well, great. Bye.
Wait. What about you?
Please.
Well, okay, sure.
What's up? PC home movie.
Guy wearing a dress. Yeah.
Yeah. The same dress as a girl was.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hairy chest and long hair.
You know, I'm really interested to see what Mac will do with iMovie when Leopard ever does come out.
Getting back to the topic that we were talking about, XGL, though, on Linux, which requires a tenth of the power of Vista. A tenth of the power of Vista.
It's all done with the graphics card. 100%.
Yeah, it uses OpenGL on the graphics card. As long as you have OpenGL enabled graphics card, it can handle it with like a cheap GeForce graphics card.
Yeah, it has to be either a NVIDIA GeForce or a ATI card.
Yeah, but they're able to sit there and do just an absolutely beautiful, wonderful interface. We'll sit there and see if we can get a link to a page with something that has on that has the interface on it to put in the main links. But it's just absolutely gorgeous, and it takes so much less horsepower to sit there and handle it.
I have to install it on my Linux box out there just to play with.
Yeah. I mean, XGL is absolutely beautiful, and it takes so little power compared to Vista. I'm just... And it has just as good looking eye candy for the most part.
It's really pretty cool.
So
it's like the next gen of desktop operating systems.
But now you have a link on here about Vista Impressions, Michael.
Yes. This in here, I think, really want to talk about two different things. Microsoft periodically checks for Vista installs for piracy. Well, since Microsoft's really into this security thing, want to be super secure, I think what they're really trying to say is they're trying to be trying to protect them from you.
Yeah.
So they're going to use all this extra horsepower that you have to send to them so they know if you're stealing the software or not.
One likes a tattletale, and that's what it is.
Just and another thing is that's also what they're doing with all the DRM that's been added to the box, which has taken a huge amount of memory and huge amount of resources.
And one other thing that's coming up is because Microsoft added in HDMI support and stuff to be able to output for Media Center to like a television that supports this DRM system over HDMI. It's called HDCP. It's a copy protection scheme.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing something and your monitor and your video card both support HDCP, it will be constantly doing checks to see if there's something in the middle there that's that is trying to get a man in the middle, so you're trying to record this content.
Yeah.
So that way they can disable HD DVD and Blu-ray playback and upscale DVD playback at these higher resolutions, because no, we're not in the business of helping you, the user. We're in the business of helping the movie industry, the record industry. Right. And I'm not saying Apple's hardly any better. I'm really kind of disgusted with all the companies right now. But it's getting ridiculous with Windows. Yeah. I mean, it has gone to a whole new level with Windows as far as how bad the DRM is. And if you think the DRM is bad on Windows, just wait till you hear me rant about the Zune.
Yeah.
Yeah, rants are coming up in the next one.
Now, here's a little video I want to play here. Actually, you're just going to hear it That's all you really need to do. If it'll ever come up. I'm going to skip ahead.
5 years and 50 million lines of code to create. It's got a lot of very nice features. It's very attractive, and it's certainly much more secure.
Your screensaver went off.
Versions of Windows. Now, one thing disturbs me, however. A lot of people are complaining about Windows Vista and claiming that Microsoft does not deserve as much credit for innovation as it's taking. They say that Windows Vista is just a ripoff of Mac OS X. The Apple operating system. Okay, it's true. Microsoft added little flippy triangles to collapse folder lists, just like Mac OS X has, and both come with a calendar program that has a certain resemblance.
They're showing both of them.
Yes, there is a photo organizing program that sort of smacks of iPhoto. But you know what? This is all just superficial stuff. I think that all the complaining about Microsoft ripping off Mac OS X is just sour grapes by the Apple fans. And in today's video, I intend to prove it. I'm going to prove that Microsoft did not steal ideas from Mac OS X. Let's begin, shall we? This is how you find things in Mac OS X. You hit a keystroke, you type in what you're looking for,
in the upper right hand corner,
as the feature is called, finds all the files, folders, and email messages from your entire system. Well, now they have that in Windows Vista 2. Up pops the start menu. You
from
type what you want in this little
bottom
box.
Bottom left-hand corner.
But is this a ripoff of Apple Spotlight feature? It is not. How can I prove it? Watch again. Apple's search menu is in the upper right corner of the screen. Microsoft's search box is in the lower left corner of the screen.
Why could we see that?
Not the same thing at all. Let's move on. Vista comes with something they call the sidebar. Handy little single-purpose programs that track weather, track stocks, convert currency, and so on. Apple has had a feature very similar to this, but is this really the same thing? I think not. Apple's little pop-up programs are called widgets. Microsoft's are called gadgets.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Widgets,
I see now.
Gadgets. Not the same thing. Let me give you another example. For several years, Mac OS X has come with this very cool three-dimensional chess game. In Windows Vista, there's also a three-dimensional chess game. I know, looks like a total ripoff so far. But consider,
I have to say that
on
Microsoft's
the Macintosh, you can change the material the board is made of.
Yeah, choices, Apple hasn't updated
marble,
theirs in a long
wood,
time.
Yeah. Metal, or grass.
Why would you want to when you got
but
the
Windows Vista,
the other
the
one
choices are
that they
marble,
send you.
Wood, or porcelain. Oops. So I
Big
think
bang
we can
board
finally
games.
Put this old saw to rest. Microsoft is not a big old copying machine just sitting up there in Redmond, Washington with no ideas of its own. I think we've established today that Windows Vista has an identity all its own. V for Vista, baby!
And he's showing a big X.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
There you go.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
You have any more words?
No, you got some more impressions of Vista?
No, I think that's it.
Pretty much. I mean, if you want to check it out, you want to get VistaBox, that's great. But you can also, of course, go to like a local computer parts store, have them build you a system. You can call Gateway or anybody else that you want to, and usually, or you can go up to their website, you can usually get a system with XP if you want to.
Yeah. Still kind of waiting for Service Pack 1.
Oh, for Vista?
Yeah.
Well, I know they're already working on it because they said they were. They announced they were working on it as before Vista shipped. So.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll see you next time. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And I'm Steve Douglas, the
Ted Goober. Well, I think we really kind of slammed Vista.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Ow.
I think Bill Gates' dead ancestors felt that one.
We're going to get a letter from Microsoft now.
No, because while they're typing it, it'll crash and they won't be able to get it out. So.